Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is well worth a visit. They have a fantastic menu, fantastic food, great atmosphere. There's always people in the place, and I just love it. I love the food, and I particularly like the chicken wings. So pop into the White Sands Hotel and the Oasis Bar and Grill here in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Well, something happened to our Jeremy on his way to our studio today, which could have actually meant no show today, but fortunately didn't mean no show today, because he got here in the end. Tell me what happened.
I did. Now, this isn't the first time that this has happened. It's happened many, many... By the way, excuse my sore throat. Long story. Won't talk about it. This has happened many, many, many times. And it always seems to happen on certain roads. So Baskin Lane, for those of you who aren't aware where Baskin Lane is, it's at the back of the airport. And we, myself and Adrian, drive it every single day, coming out here to do this podcast. And if I drive out here five times a week, I'd say two of those 5 days... there I come across sulkies or horse and traps on the road. I don't know, what are they, sulkies or horse and traps?
Either or. Yeah.
Excuse me. And today just really got to me, because I was running late for here and was going down Baskin Lane. And if you've ever been on Baskin Lane, you will know that you can't overtake there. It's impossible to overtake. And lo and behold, I was stuck behind a sulky. And let me explain to you what this sulky was. It was the little horse and trap thing there, with two big fat grown men, big slobs, sitting in the back of it, literally running the arse out of the poor horse, pulling them down that road, like trying to go 40 miles an hour down that road. I was stuck behind them for the whole time. I had to pull right back at one stage, because I thought that I was going to crash into the thing. I mean, I assume they don't have insurance, do they?
No, I don't think so, no.
No, I don't think they do. And I'm just sick to my back teeth of these.
But nothing happened.
No, but I was. Well, you were on the phone moaning to me because I was late. The point is...
So, sorry, your complaint today is that you were stuck behind somebody slow on the road. Is that it?
No, it's not that. They should not be on the road. I can't understand why they are tolerated. I was down in Limerick at the weekend as well, as you know. Oh, my God, the amount of them on the roads down there as well. Why is this being tolerated? So... Let's get down to business, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go on, yeah.
Why is this being tolerated?
Why is what being tolerated? People out on horse and traps?
Yeah, why is this being tolerated on our main...
I was coming to work the day before yesterday, I got stuck behind a bike.
No, answer the question.
And he was going really slow. No. Oh, my God, I was so shocked.
No, answer the question. Why?
Take them off the road.
No, answer the question. Why in 2024 is this being tolerated on our roads? So let's have no more...
Is what being tolerated on our roads?
Horses and uninsured carts going on main roads. The horse...
Why are push bikes tolerated on the roads when we have motorbikes?
It's in my business, in my opinion, it's animal cruelty. It really is animal cruelty. And I think we need to stop pussyfooting around this. We need to get down to business. We need to get them off the road straight away. I don't know, is it a politically correct thing that the guards are afraid to take them off the road?
Well, one of the arguments here is...
Horses
were on the roads long before people like you and your car were on the road.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
100 years ago, 150 years ago, that's the only way people got around, being pulled by a horse.
Let me ask you a question then.
Go on.
You went on holidays this year, yeah?
I did.
How did you get there?
On an airplane.
Okay, but birds were in the sky before planes were invented. Did you not feel
that? They don't give you a lift.
No.
Birds don't give you a lift to Spain.
No. The point is, you're talking about things that happened in the olden days. We've now moved on with life. We have...
No, but I can use the exact same argument for a push bike, for God's sake. Why do we have push bikes on the road that are really, really slow when we have motorbikes?
No.
We've moved on. We put engines onto bikes, and now they're motorbikes.
No, that's a ridiculous comparison. Don't even use it again.
Well, I will
continue to use it.
If you can't come up with a better argument, then, the horses were here before.
So you want sulkies taken off the road because you were a little bit late for work?
That's not the reason. That's not the reason. I was looking at this poor horse being ran into the ground because it was carrying these two flat slobs on the back of it. Who were literally pushing the bejesus out of that horse to get it there as quickly as possible. Like, I'm sorry, in this day and age, it just shouldn't be allowed. Now, I was going to ring the guards because people are messaging in saying, why didn't you ring the guards? If I had to ring the guards, what realistically would they have done?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Because they're afraid.
Firstly, it is not illegal to travel Irish roads in a horse and trap.
Well, it should be.
No more than it's illegal to go on Irish roads uninsured on a push bike. You remember a couple of years ago I got knocked down by a push bike and I was in bits.
Now,
he wasn't insured, but that's just the way it is.
Well, when you're riding a bike on the road, the bike isn't being treated unfairly. It's not bike cruelty, okay? It's not bike.
I've seen lads out on horse and traps not causing any harm to the animals.
They don't belong on the road and should be taken off straight away. And anybody...
You want a law brought in that makes it illegal to travel on Irish roads in a trap being pulled by a horse.
I thought that the law was already in place, and I'm disgusted to hear that it isn't in place. How in this day and age is this being allowed to happen?
Our number is 085 825 2626. If you'd like to get involved in this conversation, do you think we should have an outright ban on horse and traps on Irish roads? That's the question we're asking. Robbie has been in touch.
Adrian, that's a stupid argument. You know, while I'm not a big fan of cyclists not paying insurance, they only take up a little small part of the road. These hookers are holding up all the traffic. And they're not paying insurance, and if they do cause an accident, then the person who's involved in the accident, who has the car, is out of pocket big time.
Just that message from Robbie a second ago. Robbie, I'm going to go back to the point that I was making. I was knocked down by a guy on a push bike a couple of years ago. I was really badly injured. Was there anything I could do about it? No. He flew into me, but hey, it's just one of those things.
How come every time we do this, we do a topic on the show, no matter what it is, stupid comparisons are always...
How is that a stupid comparison?
It's a very stupid comparison.
A push bike can travel as fast as a horse and trap on the road without insurance. What's the difference? Tell me the difference.
The difference is, had that horse and trap that I encountered on the Baskin Lane today, had that crashed into my car, it would have caused a lot more damage than a bicycle would have caused. Yes, it would.
Don't know about that.
Oh, well, then you're stupid. You're just acting gombe now for the sake of it.
Let me go to Jordan. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jordan?
How's it going, lads?
Good, thanks, Jordan. Well, what did you want to say on this? Is it time to have a ban on horse and traps being driven on Irish roads?
No, it's not. It needs to be looked into more. It's not going away. People are doing this week in, week out. A road needs to be provided in Ireland for people to race the horses.
But I'm not Jeremy's not even talking about racing because today...
Don't get me started on the racing.
Today wasn't a race. It was just lads trotting around the roads and he wants them banned off the roads.
Well, listen, they're not going to go anywhere. They've been there for years and they're going to be staying in Dublin. Do you know what I mean? It's just... It's a thing that's never going to go away. It's just about people having them. Everyone's going to have them. People are different. Everyone's going to look after a horse different. So you can't brand everyone with the same stick, you know?
Okay, but his argument is that they're not insured. If they crashed into you, they could cause serious damage and we need to get rid of them off the roads.
So like you say the same, you can talk about bikes. You can talk about a push bike that can do 30, 40 down a hill. And here somebody can do damage. It's the exact same thing. You can look at it in a million different ways.
And Jeremy, that argument is true. It's the same argument. And by the way, we also have electric push bikes, which aren't banned either.
Why are we talking about all these other things? This is a
because they can cause as much damage and travel at as much speed without insurance.
No.
This is your argument. Your argument is about no insurance.
There's rules and regulations there. Horses are passport and microchips. So any horses that are on the road and gone should have a passport and microchip, so everything's monitored. Like, but
Jordan,
you know what I mean?
Jordan, what's the point of it? If you want to go down to Tesco's, hop in your car, do what normal people do, get on the bus to go to Tesco's to do your shopping. Don't bring the horse.
This is all to do with the fact that you're not into horses. You don't keep horses.
I think you should move to the Ireland Islands or something, or somewhere where there's only, I don't know, push bikes. I'm telling you, it's not going to go away.
Why do you need a horse and cart in 2024?
because that's people's hobbies. That's what
it's
I
a
love
hobby.
Doing.
It's
I
a
love,
hobby.
Listen, I walk 10 hours a day and I go to my horses after work. Do you know what I mean? It's things people like doing. Other people like doing these things. I like horses. Other people like horses.
Get a proper hobby. I mean? Get a proper hobby.
Well, hang on for 1 second. Now you're trying to tell people who have a hobby of horses, get a different hobby.
I'm saying it's not a hobby. Riding horses into the ground on main roads is not a hobby.
Well, not everyone does that. Not everyone does that, pal.
Well, any time I've seen a horse and cart or a sulky on the road, I've never seen the horse being treated fairly.
Have you not?
No.
Right, well, what
do you mean by being treated fairly? He's running.
Well, being lashed out of it. As I said, on this horse and trap, there was two big fat slobs sitting on the thing, making the poor horse run within an inch of its life. That's wrong. I'm sorry, that's wrong.
Let me ask you then, Jordan. Okay, he's arguing that they have no place on the roads. You believe that it's a hobby that people have had for generations and will have for generations?
Yep, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. How can it? Like, horses built the city. They've been here before cars. So you want to just get rid of animals out of the city.
Well, hang on,
people's traditions.
Well, hang on, Jordan.
It's going on through generations and generations.
Jordan.
People's families have had horses in the city for years and years and years.
Oh, sorry,
you
Jordan.
Want to just
Jordan.
Get rid of it over a few people.
Jordan, you didn't grow up in George and Dublin when there was horses going around. You're only about 25 years of age, so...
Yeah, but that's the problem with the likes of you. You want to let the city go. You want to just let all the past go and the history and forget about it.
No, I'm saying
that's the problem.
No,
that's the problem with you. You get me?
No, I don't get you. I don't
you want to forget about the old part of Dublin. Just let it be gone.
George,
well,
you're
because as long as I'm around, I'll have horses in Dublin.
Well,
not
if it's made illegal, you'll have the horses and carts taken off you.
Oh, it'll take a long time for that to happen, let me tell you.
Well, if I had my way, it would happen tomorrow.
Yeah, but you don't have your way, and it's not
exactly
going to happen
you
tomorrow.
Tell them that. You don't have your way.
Jordan, tell me, you obviously travel on the roads on horses. Do you have a trap?
Yeah.
Okay. So you travel around the roads on the horse and trap. Tell me the excitement. Tell me the thrill of traveling around in a horse and trap.
But that's what everyone thinks is a thrill. No one forgets getting up in the morning, trying to go feed the horse before you go to work, going clean in stables, going to the vets, making sure the horse is shoeed, making sure the horse is looked after. The money that goes into the horse, so the hard work, the work, the time you're walking, the money I walk goes into my horse. So I'm actually walking for a little bit of my money to win my horse. My horse costs me money. So not everyone goes around killing the horses because I put money into my horse and my horse is looked after. So not everyone is different.
Okay, so your horse is your pride and joy. You put a lot of money in, so obviously you're not going to ill-treat the horse.
Yeah, well, that's the way my horse is looked after.
Okay, and so traveling around on the roads in a horse and trap, what is that about? A lot of people just can't understand why you would be bothered doing that.
Because about going out, how about someone going out and clearing the head? Some people like to go out and jog and jog around. Some people like to go out on a horse. That's some way of people getting out and clearing their mind, going off, having a bit of time in their own, relaxing. How do you know that's what people like doing? Yeah, there's people that go out in groups, but it's like I go out in groups with people, but that's what people do. They go out and join themselves. Everyone has different ways of enjoying themselves.
And do you ever race the horse and trap?
I do. I have raced horse and trap. Come on, lie. I have raced.
Well, that's disgusting as well. The sense of entitlement that some people have.
And the same time and dedication to get the horse to where he has to be.
That you?
All the morning.
Let me read a message.
Walk.
Let me read a message, Jordan.
You're clueless oh, yeah. into
okay,
what
let me,
goes behind it.
Let me read a message that just came in and it says, Jordan, here's a news flash. Today's roads are not built for horses. But when you get out of the 1800s, give us a call.
Well, listen, every horse I have is in the middle of the city. He's trained in the city, so that's the way they are. My horses are quiet. They stand in the sea. So a horse will do what it's trying
okay,
to do.
Okay, what was the
like
last...
anything. What's a police horse do?
The
police horses bet into riots because it's trying to do that. Horses, so is that right? Do you know what I mean? There are a million lions here.
Okay.
What's right and what's wrong with horses?
The last time you were involved,
you know what I mean?
The last time you were involved in a sulky race, what road did it occur on?
Long road. I didn't race on road. On beach.
Okay, it happened on the beach.
Yeah.
So you decided, you and your mates decided to go down with the horses and the traps and just have a race on the beach.
Yeah.
Lovely. Isn't that great? What's your issue? It's like, nah, no, it's great. It's brilliant.
I'm getting on to just all you want to say that not everyone's the same. Yeah, you see someone moulding down the road killing a horse. Not everyone's the same. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay, stay there.
I know 20 people that have horses and they're looked after. just as good as race horses.
Okay,
race horses are no good to get shot, they're gone.
Stay there
people
for one second.
Horses and keep them for years.
Jeremy, the day before yesterday, I was actually travelling to work myself, and I passed a funeral.
Yeah.
And the funeral was a horse pulling a carriage with the coffin inside the carriage. So the horse.
Sorry,
was
do Fannigans not do hearses anymore?
Some people have horses for funerals. Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, you have a problem with that as well?
Yeah, we have hearses for that.
No, but this horse was providing the service.
I better ring Ron Massey and tell him that he doesn't need his hearses anymore. We're going back to the 1800s with horses. Who'd have a horse?
Now he's telling people that the way they want to get buried, they can't get buried because you don't like horses. Listen to yourself.
Horses do not belong on the M7. Or the M50.
This isn't what we're talking about here. We're talking about...
We're on a different topic here now.
We're on back roads here in Dublin. It's a back road that you were on earlier on. And
no, you asked him about a funeral horse.
Yeah, no, I'm asking about a funeral horse.
And he's had to change that fact as well. You don't have a funeral horse here and you're still saying no to a funeral horse.
I don't think horses belong on main roads. There you go. What more do I have to say on it? Like, what more can I say?
Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
All right, Adrian.
Eddie, Jordan is arguing here that this is... tradition that's not going to go away anytime soon.
Right, first thing I want to address is when Fannigans use a horse and carriage instead of a limousine, it's insured, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you an episode that happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I live in Clondalkin, so it's fucking sulky central, right? So I turned out onto the Nanger Road Junction, baking hot day, and it was rush hour traffic. And as I went around the corner, I was stuck directly behind a sulky, right? Horse and carriage, right? I couldn't overtake it because it was bumper to bumper on the other side. The sulky was being ridden by a 12-year-old lad, right? There was another three kids under 10 on it, and there was a woman with a newborn sitting on it, right? The kids are bouncing up and down all over it. There was no reflectors. There was no high vis. And here's the kicker, right? I could see up in the distance, there was a police check for tax and insurance. They waved on that sulky trail and stopped me. And I thought, if a 12-year-old kid pulled up driving a car, they'd stop him. But they let him go through with a wild animal. I just found it so fucking irresponsible. It's just unbelievable. And the laws need to be changed. Like,
changed in what way? Jeremy wants any
If you're going to go out on the public highways and byways on a horse and carriage and carry passengers, that should at least have some kind of fucking roadworthy test and some kind of tax and insurance. Because if that crashes into me, I'm not going to be recompensed. I'm going to be out of pocket because your man has no insurance. And my car hasn't got the potential to spook or to rear up. And I just thought, these police just waved on this 12-year-old kid through the fucking police check. And I just thought, what a piss take. What an absolute fucking piss take.
The difference, Eddie, is you don't need you don't need insurance to have a horse and trap on the roads. You do need insurance to have a car on the road. So that's
exactly
the difference.
And the car takes up the same position on the road as the horse, right in the central median. So that from now on, in my opinion, because some of the fucking sulkies I see aren't roadworthy, the fucking wheels are flat, the fucking hanging off, there's people blatant disregard. If they want to ride on our roads in this day and age, it's not fucking 1924, you know? There's different modes of transport. There's electric vehicles, there's electric fucking scooters, bikes. You don't need to go around on a horse a fucking mile an hour to get from A to B.
Okay, let me throw that right back at you, Jordan. We have other modes of transport in 2024. No need to be going around on a horse and trap.
100%. Look, I have to go back to work here, so I'll be quick on it. Look, anyone that has a horse in the street should be 16 and over. So that no kid should be driving a horse. Anyone that's 16 is the only right to drive a horse.
Okay.
Second of all, I'll still go back to the topic. It's generations. It's not just to go to the shop. This person's uncle probably done it. Their grandfather done it. Their great-grandfather done it. You don't know the backlog behind it. Well, look, I have to go back to work. That's my fact on it.
All right.
It's the way I do it. Right, lads, go on. Thanks,
Jordan. Thanks. Good luck. Eddie, what do you say to all of that? Firstly, he's agreeing with you about...
He's come back to work because he's been put in his place and he doesn't know what to fucking say.
Well, no. He was well able to put forward his case.
Would you stop?
The fact of the matter is, he believes that this is a tradition that goes back generations and isn't going to change anytime soon.
Traditions change with time. You know what I mean? It's just life. Like in fucking 100 years, we'll probably be flying cars. It's just life changes. You don't just get stuck in one fucking century and go, right, I'm staying here. That's not how life works.
You see, I could argue the exact same thing, and I have done, Eddie, about, for example, push bikes. They were invented in the 1860s. We don't need them anymore. We have cars. We have motorbikes. So what's the point in having push bikes on the road to go really slow?
Adrian, a push bike gives you exercise. It's healthy. but it doesn't take up the fucking middle of the road. It's very easy to pass a bike when you're in a car. Very easy. You take up a tiny percentage on the left-hand side of the road. They're not a nuisance in the way horses are. No comparison.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Eddie, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you'd like to get involved, we're asking whether or not there should be an outright ban on horse and traps on Irish roads. Jonathan.
Good afternoon, Adrian and Jeremy. How are you getting on today? I hope you're having a good day. What to tell you, Jeremy? It's part of our culture. I thought you were all for people's culture and diversity and inclusion and all the rest of it. As far as I'm aware, it's not illegal to have a horse and buggy on the roads of this country. Nothing illegal about that. Don't think there's a speed limit set for them either. So, yeah, it can be abuse to the horses and all the rest of it. But as far as the law's concerned, are they breaking any? Not sure. But like I said, part of the culture, Jeremy. I thought you were all for that. Inclusion and diversity and all the rest of it. You're a great proponent of it when it suits yourself. Cheers. Sorry you can't come on. Bye-bye.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, there's a huge reaction to what we're talking about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, and that is whether or not there should be a ban on horse and traps, or sulkies as they're known, on Irish roads. Tom.
Great, I tell you, Jeremy, I don't know what planet you want to be living on, but horses were on the road before humans. Horses have every right to be on the road. And making a statement like they don't belong in the M50, I've travelled the M50 many times. I've never come across someone with a horse and trap on the M50. Yeah, some lads to be running the guts out of horses and stuff like that, and I don't agree with it. But there's nothing wrong with a lad having a horse there in a trap and tipping along, or a horse and cart and tipping along. What harm are they doing? I've been held up more times by obnoxious cyclists in groups of 20 and 30 on back roads who refuse point blank, look over the shoulder and point blank ignore you sitting behind them and will not let you pass. See horses and carts, I've seen lads many times on roads with horses and carts, and 90% of the time the lads will wave you on and let you go, and they'll pull across and let you out. There's always going to be a few bad apples in the bunch, but you can't tear them all the same. And I know horses have no interest in horse, but I know a lot of people that do, and their whole life revolves around the horses, so you can't take everyone with the same brush. Now, maybe leave a little bit earlier for work next time. How did you know there wasn't going to be roadworks or traffic on the road? You know, you can't go on like that. People are entitled to have their hobbies, and if the horses are looked after and they're well kept and they're treated right, there's no problem. They deserve every right to be there.
All right, Tom, thanks very much indeed for your message. Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Anthony.
I'm all right, how are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. What did you want to say on this?
Well, see, stem sulkies, they should not be on block
Why?
Of traffic.
Why?
We are in 2024, not 1924, not 1824. We are in the modern day. So horse and cart should not be on the roads whatsoever. They need to be banned. The guard need to just take all these sulkies off and just destroy them. That's what they need to do.
Well, destroy the horses or destroy the traps?
Destroy the traps, not the horses.
Okay, so they need to be rounded up. And for example, Jordan, who was on a while ago, he should have his trap taken from him and smashed up, basically.
Yes, and he was just nuts saying there should be roads for horses like that. What planet is he living on? Get in the real world. That's what he needs to do. Get into reality.
Okay, the argument here is that horses have been on the roads long before anybody else was. There was a time that it was the only way to get from A to B was to use a horse pulling a carriage or whatever. So why would you want to get rid of something that's been there for generations?
Because we are now in a modern day. We have cars on the roads. That's what we need. That's what people need to be driving. I mean, what if they're blocking traffic? What if deep down the sulkies on the road, they're blocking somebody who had to get to hospital? What then? Huh?
But, as the voice note that I played a minute ago said, I have been, and regularly, in fact, where I live, there are regular bike trials and bike races going up our road. I have very often been stuck behind bikes and not being able to overtake them because they're too abreast. They're a pain in the arse sometimes, but that's just the way it is.
Well, you can't compare bikes to people who have sulkies up on the middle of the road.
I think you can. They go just as slow.
I respectfully disagree. I don't think you can compare that.
The fact of the matter is that horses travel as slow or, in fact, as fast as a bike. And again, with bikes, we have moved on. We have electric bikes. We have motorised bikes. Why do we need push bikes on our roads?
Because some of those electrical bikes, they can cause accidents. And I heard a story that an accident happened just a few weeks ago from one of those electric bikes.
Okay, so you would like to see people like Jordan, whose life's hobby is his horses. He likes to take them out on the road, get a bit of exercise, clear his head, all of that. And you're saying, no, Jordan, because I don't like it, I think it should be banned and you shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Because they should not be on the road. It's animal cruelty. And in this day and age, we don't need horse and cart on the roads. We are in 2024, not 1924, not 1824, 2024.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this. Helen was in touch with us just before we started recording today.
I'm just thinking about the topic that you're going to be discussing today. I don't really have a problem with the sulkies and stuff. Them out on the roads as is, but down beside me there's a gang of a family that have them out all the time, and the young lads are always hitting the horses with pipes and everything. And one day I went in, I followed them in, and I gave out to them because they're beating these animals. I don't really mind them being on the road, but if they're going to take them on the road, just look after the animals and treat them well, please.
All right, thanks very much indeed. Now, Nolene, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Nolene.
Hi, how are you getting on, lads?
Good, thanks, Nolene. It is time for, according to a number of our callers, an outright ban on horse and traps on Irish roads. What do you say to that?
I say that nobody has the right to do that. Like, this is part of the traveller's culture. What is why?
By the way, it's not just travellers that have horse and traps.
Yeah, but it's part of the culture. Like your man there that got me beforehand said that it's animal cruelty. Some of the people that own horses treat them better than other people that have dogs.
And that's what I heard. That's all I heard from Jordan at the start of this. He cares very dearly about his horses. He invests money in his horses.
Yeah.
So he's obviously not going to cause any harm to his horses. And that was his argument.
Of course he's not. Yeah, of course he's not. He's the right to take them out for a run the same. Like, what do people expect them to just keep them in a field? Or keep them in a stable. Like, there's a lot of money invested in horses. A lot of money. You have feed, you have maintenance, you have vet bills. Do you know what I mean?
But but as Anthony said, it's 2024, not 1924, and therefore there is no need to have horses on the roads. We have evolved since then.
He doesn't need a horse. If that's his opinion, he doesn't need a horse. I guarantee there's people that still use typewriters. Should they be condemned because they don't want to use a computer or a laptop?
Well, you give a good example, actually, because people would look strangely at somebody using a typewriter.
Yeah, should they be condemned?
I don't think everybody should be condemned.
The example I'm saying. Like he said that it's 2024. Yeah, fine and dandy. But maybe these people want to have exercise a horse.
Anthony, I want to just go back to the point that Nolene is making, and that is that this is part of certain people's culture, and we should respect that, and these people, in the main, look after their horses extremely well.
Well, first of all, you cannot compare using a typewriter to sulkies being on our roads blocking traffic. You can't make that comparison.
But you said, like, it's 2024, we don't need horses out on the road. That's the exact same example as, like, we have laptops and we have computers and there's iPads and all modern technology. So someone that would feel more comfortable using a typewriter. It's the same example. People have horses.
There's no comparison.
There isn't. Like, I've never heard of anyone being stuck behind a load of horses out on the road. The 90% of them will pull over and beckon you by. So what's the issue? If you're in that much of a hurry, like how do you not know there's going to be roadworks on your way to work, or God forgive us, a crash or a fallen tree? What are you supposed to do about that?
You're just talking nonsense at this point. I mean, fact is, sulkies, the horses pulling it, should not be on our roads. Like Jeremy said, it's animal cruelty.
How is it animal cruelty? Explain to me how that is animal cruelty.
Because you cannot have horses on our roads like that, blocking traffic.
Have you a hearing problem? Stop shouting.
I don't have a hearing problem.
Stop getting your knickers in a twist there. Calm down.
I am, Tom. Don't go being rude when I'm speaking, okay? Please not go being rude like that.
Well, calm down, stop shouting then.
I am Tom.
Okay,
the fact of the matter is, Nolene, you believe that this is a tradition that a lot of people are into. We see horse and traps all over the country. And as I said, it's not just travellers that keep horses and use horse and traps. It's more wide than that. But you believe that that tradition should be respected.
Of course it should be. Of course it should be. As long as the animal isn't being cruel, being treated cruelty, you know, that it's not being taken care of, then where is the harm? They're not being made pull, you know, trailers full of concrete blocks, or, you know, like if that's animal cruelty, what about years ago when they were pulling, you know, stuff to sow fields and stuff like that?
The argument
there's
is
none of that anymore.
But the argument is we didn't have any choice back then. We didn't have combine harvesters and stuff like that. But we do now.
But you're after hitting the nail on the head there. It's choice. It's a person's choice of whether they want to have a horse and a cart.
Okay.
The same as a person's choice if they want to drive a car.
Okay, stay there for a moment. This is down to choice, says that lady. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you?
This is choice, and it should be respected if people want to go around on a horse and trap.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I came up behind one or two on my time, and I say my time. You don't see them that often, you know. What's the big fucking problem? What is the big problem? You know, there's a lot of horsey men out there, and I call them horsey men because I know a few of them. And they love their horses more than their family.
Sorry, can I stop you there? Those horsey men who love their horses and all that, they should be in either Leopardstown or Punchestown or the Curragh.
No.
That's where they belong.
You could argue that there is more cruelty in horse racing than there is in a trapping pulled around the road.
Adrian, bang on, mate. I was going to say the same. Absolutely. You don't forget, Jeremy, that bollocks there when he sat on the horse. Remember that a good couple of years ago? He took a photo and there was murder over it when the horse died. I can't think of his name. But here's the fact, lads. Here's the fact. What's the big fucking issue here? There's a sulky on the road with a few lads and they always wave you on. Always. There's never an issue. And that last woman said, and big ups to her there, she's bang right. You know, she looks after the horses. It's a culture, you know, and it is a traveller's culture. And yes, there's a few Irish people that took up that culture too, and they love the horses just as much as the travellers. There's no big fucking issue here, guys. You know, I'll tell you what we have the issue with Adrian and Jeremy. The fucking cyclists, the shower of fucks, the whole lot of them, they're the problem. They're the problem. You know, there's people on here saying it's outdated. It's not outdated to them. They love going around on the horses. What's the big issue?
That's what I was about to say, though. The argument from some is that we've moved on. We don't need...
moved on. Just because you fucking... No, I know. I'm not saying you, Adrian. Just because people have moved on. I see, I heard Anthony there. They're fucking idiots. Oh, they shouldn't be on the roads. We have e-scooters there. They're all killing each other on them. They're fucking lashing each other over there and they're getting knocked down left, right and centre. You know, horses. I can't remember the last time there was a horse accident, you know, or there was somebody killed on a fucking horse on a road. You know, maybe I'm wrong on this, but I haven't heard it, you know. So the fact of the matter is, they're not causing it, you know. God love Jeremy there. How many minutes, Jeremy, I want to ask you, did it just, you know, were you inconvenient?
He was a couple of minutes late.
God fucking love him. Jeremy, I'm awfully sorry for your troubles, Jeremy. I really am. We're sorry about that, you know. So we wipe everybody out there and take the sulkies off the road because you were inconvenienced by 2 fucking minutes. Are you serious, Jeremy?
Inconvenienced by two minutes.
That's not the reason I'm angry, is because I'm inconvenienced. The reason I'm angry is I'm sick to death of public roads, main roads, motorways, being used by horse and traps. They do not belong on main roads with insured cars. I'm saying that slowly. I'm saying
it's
that
been
slowly.
Like this for the last fucking 200 years.
Okay, do you agree? Okay, 200 years ago, yeah? 200 years ago, up until...
Whatever 200 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
What year is it now, John?
It doesn't matter what
year
it is.
Well, it does matter.
These
we've moved on.
The horses.
We've moved on. Okay,
these love them horses.
Do you agree with hunting?
Do you agree with... Well, look, it depends. I'm not getting it. It's not...
No.
That's not the conversation today.
The point I'm trying to make
the conversation.
Thank you, Adrian.
The point I'm trying to make is...
What's hunting got to do with fucking horses and soldiers? Listen, the fact of the matter is, Jeremy, everybody's sorry for your 2 minute inconvenience, but the fact of the matter is, these people love the horses.
Okay.
They know what to do.
If you can...
Did you ever see Smithfield? Go into Smithfield, Jeremy, and have a look.
I don't want to go near the...
Great crack. I'm not messing. Go into Smithfield. You have a great bit of crack.
If you can't come up with a better argument than it's tradition, then get off the line, you damned yoke, you.
Well, what's so fucking bad about it? You
it's
tell
tradition.
Me. You were inconvenient
tradition.
For 2 minutes.
It was also tradition in the 1960s to take babies away from mothers if they weren't married. There's lots of things.
Oh, for fuck's
yes,
sake.
There are
you
lots.
Really lost that argument, Jeremy. Yeah, that, you really yeah, lost
that's
argument.
A very, very weak argument.
I'm trying
it's
to
a very weak
it's
argument.
Very
weak.
No, it's not. Well, your argument is equally weak. It's tradition.
How is this? The horses were on the fucking roads before the cars were.
And
they're still on the roads.
And birds.
And there's only a few of them.
And birds.
What are you giving out about?
And birds were in the sky before you went on a plane on your holidays, you dope.
What are you giving out about your 2 minutes out of your fucking day?
That is a stupid argument.
You yuppie fucker.
No, it's not a stupid argument.
You're a big yuppie sulky fucker.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You're always giving out and crying.
Yeah.
You're always crying about something.
Get your
2 minutes out of your fucking day and you have to fucking, take them off the roads.
Get
but you have a fucking get a grip, Jeremy.
You get your shit together yourself, dope.
Fucking couldn't write this if you tried, you couldn't.
Stay there for a second, John, and both of you, please.
I just wish I had my proper voice because I'd really let it go of him. What a fool of a man.
Sean has been in touch.
Lads, come on, like, I mean, I understand maybe they should or shouldn't be banned, but using the it's a tradition excuse is a bit much, isn't it? They're not using fucking smoke signals and carrier pigeons to send their mates their memes, are they? Like, no, they're using modern technology when it suits them, and when they want to do something else, they use the it's our tradition excuse to do it. Like burning down a house because someone died in it, that's a real good one. But yeah, I guess we'll just keep them on the road then, but eventually things will come into place that regulates them a bit better, the same way as they're already regulating the electric bikes. Cheers, lads.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
John, I just want to go back to that voice note I played a second ago. And he's arguing that using the argument that this is tradition is very weak. It's a very weak argument.
But that's the case, Adrian. Like, it's going on. Like, horses ruled Ireland. You know, everybody used them. You watch all the old videos. What did you get your fruit and veg on? The fruit and veg, you can see the horse-drawn carriages going around. You can see them up and down the canals, bring the canal boats up and down. You know, and people have still... And I think it's lovely to see, Adrian, that people still have horses today. They're keeping the... You know, they're keeping Ireland. You know, Ireland, a lot of people... You know, the fact that, you know, they see horses there with the carriages there around Stephen's Green as well. It's really nice. It's nice for the tourists. It's nice for the visitors. I can't see a bad point in this decision. I really can't. I'm finding it very difficult to see where Jeremy is coming from. They're not doing any harm. They're not doing any hassle. They're not causing any hassle. You know,
it's
never going to be regulated.
Here, talking of causing hassle, have a listen to this message that just came into us a second ago from Terry. Okay, here's what Terry WhatsApped us. Can't come on because I have a fare in the car. About 20 minutes ago, I was dropping off near Parnell Street, and I swear to God, there was a pony and trap on the road and a newborn baby being kept in a baby seat on the trap.
Oh my God.
I'll send you a photo. The mother was holding it on the trap. Child abuse 100%. These people are living in the dark ages,
now we
says
have,
Terry.
We have been sent the photograph. You haven't seen it yet because it was on the WhatsApp. I want you to have a look at that photograph there now.
Yeah, Jesus.
Now describe what you're seeing.
Exactly what you just described.
No, it's not funny.
I
don't know why you're laughing.
No, I don't find that funny either. You know, I think that's crazy. Carry on.
Oh,
from
do
that,
you?
You know that.
Oh,
that,
do you? That's strange.
Yeah, but that's only one person, yeah, Jeremy.
In fairness,
Jeremy,
going
around with fucking...
The vast majority of people that you see,
that
you see in a horse and trap,
no, I can't.
Isn't a newborn baby.
I can't see inside the baby seat, but it's one of those maxi cozy baby seats from what I can see. So that baby is under.
I've never seen it in my life. No, I'm going to take it that it's real, you know. Well, but the fact of the matter is, I've never seen that. And yes, that individual should be fucking tarred out for that. He shouldn't be doing what he's doing. Of course, it's dangerous.
Hang on, hang on, John. Maybe it's tradition to take a baby home on a horse and trap.
Well, hang on. Have you ever seen that?
Maybe 100 years ago, probably.
The horse and traps that you've passed on Baskin Lane on your way to work, have you ever seen a baby? Oh, no.
I've seen kids as young as 2 years of age, and I've never seen a baby now in a baby seat. But that just shows you the mentality of some of the people you're dealing with here.
Hold on for a minute, Jeremy. What speed are these traps going? They're going about, 20, 15, 20? I've seen kids on them as well.
A baby seat. A baby seat does not belong.
No, baby seat is wrong. I agree with you. But I've seen kids on these traps as well. But they're with a father. They're with an experienced rider on a sulky. Yes, he has his kid sitting beside him. There's no harm in that. I don't see any harm in that. I really don't. I don't. And I don't see what you should do either. These people know what they're doing.
Okay, stay there for a second, John. I want to bring in Dave. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
How are you getting on?
Well, Dave, what did you want to say on this? It is time to ban horse and traps from Irish roads.
Jeremy, we have horses. We all have taught horses. So you go on as if you think you have a clue about it. You honestly don't have one clue whatsoever. So there's dentists. You go among any main dentist in the whole of Ireland, you ask them who looks after horses most. And they will tell you out of their own words, nothing to do with us. These are the ones that claim our professionals and experts. They'll tell you sulky and trappers are the main ones that look after them. They say, they actually tell us that we look after our horses better than the horses that are running in Chetland.
Okay, Dave, how come most people who are animal rights activists, and I know many of them, how come every single animal rights activist I know, bar none, is against the idea of ponies and traps? How come every single person?
They're against it.
Yeah.
So you can get rid of them. So how about we get rid of cars? Would that be the same thing, no?
Well, I don't know. I've never abused my 3-litre diesel engine. I've never ridden my 3-litre diesel engine to the ground. I don't whip my 3-litre diesel engine. I don't make my 3-litre diesel engine go further than it's able to go. So there's no abuse. My Hyundai car has never been abused. I look after my Hyundai car the same way you look after yours.
So do we. But who had it before you?
What are you talking about?
Who had the car before you?
I don't know. Whoever owned the car before me.
Exactly. So you don't know what happened to it before then, the same as the horses. The horses is getting looked after. That's what we're saying. Go and look after them.
So how come it's impossible to find any animal rights activists that will say pony and traps are the way forward? They're great. They're brilliant. I love them.
What are they doing wrong?
You tell me.
Well, you tell us, Jeremy, because you're the one who brought this up. What are they doing wrong?
They don't belong on the road.
Yeah, that's the problem. What are they doing wrong?
Well, the only answer I've gotten from him is they don't belong on the road.
So what are they doing wrong, though?
He's still not answering that question. You're still not answering the question, Jeremy.
I'll tell you exactly why he's not answering that, Jeremy. Because he hasn't got the answer to it. They're not doing nothing wrong. They're people's hobbies. And I know people that was literally suicidal. And all of a sudden, they get into this hobby of looking after their horse. They're not bothering anybody, nobody. And all of a sudden, they're in a different place because their mind is in a better place and they're just looking after the horse. They're not bothering nobody. What's the big deal? He's jogging down the road, exercising his horse.
If you want to...
You come behind him and he's waving your arm. Click on your indicator, go out around him. There's no difference whatsoever. He has just as much respect for car users, more so probably than cars have for them on a horse.
Let me read a message that's just come in, and I'm sure you might agree with this, Dave. It says, nothing has been said about the Lord Mayor's coach being pulled to the RDS horse show. Fair play to the lads. They are amazing at what they do, and that will never be banned 149 years later. Jeremy, stop being a grumpy arse. Leave for work a few minutes earlier. There you go. It's not the end of the world that you were slightly delayed coming into work today. That's the point.
Where does Jeremy go on so much in every morning that he's being blocked up by horses? Just ask him that, because I'd love to know where he's going that he's being blocked with horses.
Okay, the back of the airport up by Clochrane. What's the lane that we drive
Baskin
Lane as well, all the time.
Yeah, I see. I just wanted to say there to Jeremy there. I see there's the terrible traffic there with the horses there every morning there, half an hour delay. Jeremy, get your shit together, will you? Get your shit together, Jeremy. Honest to God, you're fucking lost us. You lost us. You have no chance of winning this argument, Jeremy.
Okay,
2 minutes.
Is this a single lane road or something? How can you not get around it? What's the problem? What's the issue?
It is a single lane road, and it is very bendy. It is very hard to get past.
Okay. So, Jeremy, so do me a favor, right? In the RSA, if he would know this, if he went and got his license. It simply says keep back on anything, whether it's a cyclist or whether it's a horse, keep back until it's safe to do so. So if he waits until there's no bends and he comes on a bit of a straight, he can surely overtake like every other person. We exercise our horses every day, and there's never, absolutely never one day.
Do you take your horses out with a trap attached?
Every single one of them.
Okay.
Every single one of them.
Stay there for 1 second, Dave, because I've been asked to play this voice note for you. So will you have a listen to this? Have a listen to this. Here we go.
How are you guys? Interesting topic today. Yeah, just in relation to John, I never heard anyone that uses the phrase, the fact of the matter, so much. And yet, it's 9 times out of 10 so full of shit and doesn't know his facts of the matter. You go around to Clondalkin or fucking Cherry Orchard ending, there is no fucking parents with these kids going around on sulkies and fucking little foals only a few months to a year old fucking getting whipped out of it, broken up. Happens even in the Curragh as well. There was a poor horse there not that long ago that was caught in the cattle grid. And what did the so-called fucking animal lover do? Did a runner. The poor horse was in agony. They shouldn't be fucking allowed on roads. If you want to build a fucking amenity for them in the field or something, do it. Absolutely shouldn't be allowed on the roads. Yes, there is some people that look after them. That's totally understandable. But especially fucking kids, you're not allowed to hop in the car as a child and fucking drive it. How the fuck are you allowing them to take a live animal onto roads, and especially around Dublin, fucking a very busy city? Yeah, it should be outlawed. And yeah, that John was matter. The fact of the matter is, John is full of fucking shit. Thanks, lads.
Okay, that was dig at John, but Dave, the point he's making is that horses just really don't have a place on roads.
Jeremy, listen to me. Just listen to me, right? So you can't brush everyone with the one brush. So for starters, any of our horses that's proper people that knows how to look after horses, they get trained as a youngster. As I mean trained, they don't get to go on the road. They just get the harness put on them, so they're okay to go in the car. They get left off till they're about nearly 3 years of age. That's when they start proper training. That's somebody that's looking after it. And for the likes of these Cheltenham and everything else, what you all don't see, you just try and close a blind eye to it. What happens when there's an accident in the likes of Cheltenham or any of these races that go on out in the likes of them gallopers, and all of a sudden they put the green fence around it? Do you think that's, like nothing happens behind that? What do you think happens behind that?
In fact, I did point out earlier on,
We all have our good eggs and our bad eggs. You know that yourself.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Angela. Angela, you're annoyed listening to this. Why?
I think it's absolutely hilarious. He's away with the fucking fairies, excuse my language. You know what I mean? So, there's no kids that drive these traps around the road and the sulkies around the road.
We're not saying that, Angela.
Hold on a second. You've had your talk, okay? You've had your talk. Let me speak now, right? And that, you know, these horses are so well looked after. That's why when I'm driving up and down roads, I see them and they're tied to a fence or they're tied to something in the middle of a field. They can't even go anywhere. They look like they haven't been fed or they haven't been watered in months. Like, oh yeah, that's great. And look at my lovely horse, right? Are they, they're the charity for them? How many of those horses come from Cheltenham and Leopardstown and all of them? None. Where do they come from? The owner down the road.
Right, they don't come from Cheltenham, because I'll tell you what happens to them. When it happens in Cheltenham, they're put down. That's exactly what happens.
I am not.
And you choose to close a blind eye to it.
You can keep trying to talk over me because I'm not finished. And how many of these people have actual stables for their horses? How many?
We have. I'm sitting in the yard of 20 stables at the minute.
We have 25 stables. I'll tell you what we have here. We have 25 stables here. We have a quarter mile sand track here. We have horse walkers here. Yeah, that's us. So you're trying to paint every single one of us with the one brush. That's what you're trying to do.
You were also trying to say that everyone else
out
there...
You do great as a judge, I can tell you that. You definitely do great as a judge.
Is that your argument?
100%, you definitely do great as a judge, because before anyone got to come up, you wouldn't need to listen to the evidence. You'd already have your mind made
up.
Angela, let me put the argument that has been made by many callers, and it is that this is tradition, they're doing no harm, the animals are well cared for, they need a bit of exercise, and that's basically it. Get over yourself if you're being stuck in a bit of traffic.
So their bit of exercise is to get out on the road, which horses weren't actually meant to be on roads, by the way. They're not. It's very bad for their feet. That's why it's very bad for their hoofs and their legs and everything. That's why when they're out horse racing...
How do you know, Angela? Have you ever been on a horse? Are you a vet?
The point that you don't like. When I make a point that you don't like, you don't...
We're not saying that we don't like it. We are asking you, have you ever sat on a horse? Yes or no?
All of those horse racing places, Cheltenham. Now, I don't agree with them either, but Cheltenham, Leopardstown, Aintree, all of them. Why aren't they running on tarmac?
Why aren't they running on tarmac?
They're galloping.
Because they're galloping.
We're not galloping.
Unfortunately, we don't have a horse that can gallop.
Are these horses not galloping on road?
No,
they're not galloping.
Oh my God! You are away with the fairy.
Angela, unless it's an actual sulky race, I would have thought...
Hang on,
this is Adrian. Hang on for one second.
Specifically bred to trot.
Yes.
And that was the point I was about to make to you,
Angela, that I would have classed any horse and trap that I ever see on the road as a horse that is trotting, not galloping. Big difference.
Well, that shows everything what Angela knows.
Not one mile down the road from where I am, there is Salties out on the road and they are galloping. They're not trotting.
Yeah, but Angela, everybody, there's people speeding in their cars. Does that mean that you're wrong for driving your car? No, it doesn't.
My car is taxed and my car is NCT.
My horse is insured and booked up and papered.
Why isn't there insurance out for them? Why don't they get insurance for them?
We have insurance. We're not saying that there's not bad people. There's loads of bad people around horses.
I can guarantee you, no, they don't. They don't have insurance for them.
Yeah,
they're
them people might
dangerous
not.
Dangerous and they
I'm not saying that
road.
Everyone has. Of course not. We're not saying that. What I'm saying that we have, and a lot of people have.
Angela, there's a lot of people.
Okay,
answer me an honest question, and I'm going to ask you to be honest.
All the sulkies out in the road, would you say that most of them are insured?
No.
Yeah, there you go.
No.
But
listen to me. Sure, there's cars out there that people don't have insurance, people that are banned and people that don't have a license. But we're not painting you the same as everyone else, is what we're saying.
Can I just put two questions to you, Dave? And this is the argument from an awful lot of people.
Yeah.
The horses are not meant for roads. That's the first argument. B, it is cruel, and some of the owners of these horses are whipping them and clipping them and forcing them to run more than they're able to. And it's just, we've moved on. It's time to leave that tradition in the past. What do you say to all of that?
Jeremy, just listen to me. I've had a horse for the last 7 years, right? He's now 10. He's 10, okay? He's retired now. He's gone. He's never going back on the road. So there's another school that has disability kids in it, and we're giving the horse away to him because he'd be there for the kids. He's the nicest horse you could ever pick. There's nothing wrong with the horse whatsoever.
He's just old,
and I don't want them to go out on the road anymore. So does that sound like someone that's neglecting the horse? I can send you pictures of this horse now. He's blooming, literally blooming.
That's lovely to hear. Okay, so the bottom line is, you also believe that this is a tradition that's been around for generations.
It's a tradition and it's a hobby, it's a sport. Genuinely,
Some people play golf, some people play tennis, some people play football. Are we saying, oh yeah, ban that? No, this is their hobby. We're not asking anyone whether some people like it, some people don't like it. Some people like football, some people don't.
Okay, so this is your hobby and something that you're very happy to be involved
Jeremy,
in.
I can assure you absolutely everything is up to a standard. As in Pete Dunne, Ferriers is with them, checking their fee, checking everything.
Okay, Jeremy, I'm going to leave the final word on this to you.
Because my voice is about gone.
You want this man to have his horse off the road.
Just off the road. You can put it anywhere else, just not on the road. Thank you.
Why?
My voice is gone. I can't argue it again. I'll talk to you all day.
Dave, great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. I want to squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note. The commitment was just a while ago from Mark.
What's the story, lads? Just heard that fella mentioning Clondalkin and Cherry Archer there, right? Now, I'm not even going to get into the fact that he's just throwing the two areas under the bus, but I don't own a horse. Haven't owned a horse since I was a fucking child, but I'll put it this simple for you. I know countless people, I can't actually give you the number, countless people who own horses, love the horses, spend every extra penny they have on getting proper land for their horses. They have sulkies for their horses, they take the horses out and exercise them as regularly as they can. And I do mean to get a couple of days each week, minimum like 3 to 4. These horses get brought out, they're all looked after. The boys truly are keeping your heritage alive. This is all we have left of Irish heritage. You've kilted it all off with your gentrification and everything else in the rest of the country, which I'm not against, to be honest, but like making the country a better place for anybody to live. Fucking, we all want that for everybody who comes here, immigrant or fucking national born, you know that way, like. But the problem is, like, you're trying to take away everything now. What are the Irish known for? We're known for a fucking horses, not leprechauns. They don't fucking exist. There's no pot of gold at the end of a fucking rainbow, but there is horses in Ireland. And the fact that he's talking bollocks, trying to say, let's get them off the fucking road. I tell you something, I'd almost be inclined to believe you have somebody giving you a few quid into the back pocket to push an agenda.
To push an agenda. There you go. Sorry, by the way, Mark, you mustn't have been listening properly to the conversation because I don't see any harm in horse and traps on our roads.
So if somebody was paying us to get horses off the roads, why would Adrian say we're fine on the roads?
So sorry about that, Mark. You mustn't have been listening to the conversation. Yeah. Anyway,
you need to stop saying at the end of the day.
No, that's John.
No, you said it as well.
At the end of the day?
Yeah, you keep saying it. Just stop saying it.
Get your shit together, will you?
No, you have to stop saying at the end of the day. I've counted about 70 times during this topic. If you want to, guys, listen back over today's podcast over and over again.
Thanks for listening.
At the end of the day.
If you enjoy the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every day we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.
Now. I mean, at the end of the day, my voice is nearly gone. At the end of the day. At the end of what day? Why does that have to be the end of the day?
Oh, at the start of the day.
Actually, before we go, are there any expressions that we use all the time, guys, that we're not even aware that we use? I wonder, like, I know at the end of the day is your expression, but is there an expression that I use all the time that people might have picked up on? Do I say, see, I'm a better broadcaster than you.
But you're not.
And award-winning podcaster, actually. Look, this is the award, look.
That's a podcaster.
Podcast of the year, yeah.
No, but I'm saying, that's Opinions Matter, that says.
No, but I'm saying I'm a more polished presenter than you.
I heard yesterday's show, you're absolutely not. You're all over the place like a madman shite. You're weak, actually.
What would a madman shite be like?
I'd be all over the place, because he's a madman, so he's running around as he's having a shite. And it's all over the place.
No, he'd sit down on the toilet.
No. He's a madman, so he's running around like a lunatic. Yeah?
As the poo's coming out,
so he's all over the place like a madman shite.
No, I don't think. I would imagine if you were to find a madman, say Hitler, he was a madman.
Yeah.
And you were to look in Hitler's toilet in the, what was the name of the place where he lived?
The Führer Bunker.
Now, what was it called? The place of the mountains.
Austria.
No, what was it called?
I don't know what it was.
The house that Hitler lived in.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
If you were to go to Hitler's Jacks, yeah?
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me that Hitler's poos would have been all over the living room and Ava would have been down on her knees wiping it up, going, Adolf, stop shitting all over the sea, this living room. No. A madman shite is
the most commonly used phrase here on this show is the show is called Opinions Matter.
Yeah, we do say that.
We do say that a fair bit. Yeah, we do, yeah.
Because people are still sending me hate over my fat shaming on...
That was woeful, though.
It was bad.
It was bad.
No. It's only when you listen back to it. It's like you think you're a great karaoke singer.
I know. I've seen the videos.
And I've recorded videos of you singing.
And it's bad.
Forever in Blue Jeans. And
no, I don't sing that.
What?
Sweet Carol.
No, you've sang Forever in Blue Jeans as well. Money talks. Actually, with this voice now, I could sing like Neil Diamond.
Yeah, you could, yeah.
It don't sing a dance and it don't walk. As long as I can have you here with me. I'm going to have a karaoke party in my house this weekend.
Oh, I can't wait. Am I invited?
I had a big birthday recently. You didn't know because you weren't invited.
No, I did know.
Very exclusive guest list.
I know it was a big birthday.
It was a lot of people there.
No, it was big.
Yeah, it was a lot of people there. It was huge.
They call it a roundy birthday, actually.
Exclusive guest list.
Exclusive guest list.
Yeah, all together.
Oh, your mother and your sister. No. Wow.
At the party, there was a man there with a clipboard. That's how exclusive it was.
What was the clipboard for?
Names on it.
Make sure you're over 60.
Not at all. No one.
You're too young. You're 57.
No one. People have come up trying to get into the party. Like Nicky Byrne from Westlife came up and he was like,
Nicky was on holidays.
Sorry, Nicky, your name's not on the list. You ain't coming to Jeremy's birthday. So very exclusive.
What's the point you're making here?
Vogue was there, of course.
Vogue
was there. And Brian and his wife, his lovely wife, Amy Hoobs, was at the party as well. Very exclusive. Very, very.
Did you tell Brian you can't stand rugby?
I can't, I hate it. You know, my son's into rugby now.
Is he?
Not for me. And he made me sit down and watch a game there a couple of weeks ago. I think it was Leinster versus Shamrock Rovers. Or who would it be?
Shamrock Rovers, yeah, that's exactly who it was.
Who was Leinster playing?
Munster.
No, was it Sartans?
Saracens.
I don't fucking... Anyway, he made me sit down, like 20 minutes of it. Oh my God. It's the worst sport ever.
Oh, it's the best sport.
It's a horrible, horrible sport. Are you into rugby?
I love watching it, yeah.
But you're working class scum.
But I enjoy watching it.
Yeah, but
it's a great game to watch.
Anyway, he asked me to bring him to Thomond Park.
That's in Limerick.
Yeah, but it's huge. Does that many people support rugby?
In Limerick, yeah.
Is rugby a big deal?
Especially, Angela's big into rugby. Angela was on there a while ago. She's a big rugby woman.
Don't you dare say Angela's big. She's not big anymore. She lost all the weight.
She's big into rugby.
No, she's not big. She's medium-sized into rugby now. She's not big.
Okay. Thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, what Sean is saying, you say you'll do every day and you don't do it. Wish you would keep this banter at the end on the podcast. Yeah, do. Keep all this on the podcast.
Why? Nobody wants to hear your croaky voice.
Oh, I'd say there's women actually playing with themselves listening to my croaky voice.
Would you?
I would.
You find me one person who's listening to us right now.
I'm going to find you the woman. Like, what do you want me to do? Send it a search party. I'd say there's at least one woman that's giving it an L at the moment listening to my voice.
Listen to your voice.
I sound a bit like your man. You know your man. You're my first. You're my last. You're everything.
Who?
What's his name?
You sound more like your man.
Don't you dare.
You do. How are you?
No, I sound like... What's his name?
Sounding like a badger's arse.
Barry White. Barry White, isn't that his name?
You don't sound anything like Barry White.
What?
Barry White.
I would imagine, I'd say out of all the people that would listen to this podcast, at least three women will be pleasuring themselves to the sound of my voice. Thank you. Make sure you wash your hands afterwards. And change your knickers.
What?
Change your knickers afterwards. Wash your hands. We will leave this in the podcast.
Have a good day.
Oh, no, because you'll be able to put an extra one in then. And
see you.
Yeah, bye.
Have a good weekend.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day. Good luck. Bye.